shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Have you read the book of Zephaniah recently? What about Ecclesiastes or Titus? Well, if these books are a little unfamiliar to you, maybe it's because you've never read or studied the entire Bible. Actually, not many Christians have. But you can go through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee and do it every 5 years. We invite you to join with us in a very delightful and profitable time of studying God's Word right here on this station every weekday.
That's Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
The capacity to have an effect on the character or the development or the behavior of someone or something, to affect it or alter it drastically or to change its course. So we affect it, amen? We alter it drastically and we can change the course. And here's what the Bible is teaching us, that if you and I will learn how to be filled with the Spirit, if we'll get full of the Holy Ghost, if we'll just get intoxicated with the Spirit of God under His influence, it will have an effect on our character development. It will change us. It'll have an effect on our marital development. It'll have an effect on the way I behave at work. It'll have an effect on the way I behave in my family. It'll have an effect the way I behave when I'm all alone. Because how many of you know there's a lot of people that can shout glory to God and dance and in a church and amen the pastor and get the Word of God, and then their kids, when they get home, they don't know really who to follow, because when they get home, that same person that was shouting glory, dad's in there mad, he's upset, he's angry, and he's cussing. Huh? And the only thing they're teaching their kids how to do is become very schizophrenic. To love Jesus on Sunday, but Monday it's okay to be a selfish brat. And they don't know which father to follow. They don't know which daddy to look up to. Come on, I'm helping you this morning, amen? Because listen, really the work of the Holy Spirit in our life affects every dimension of our life. It affects our character. It affects our development. It affects my marriage. It affects my parenting. It affects my husband. It affects the wife. It affects the children. How I work, how I do business. Every area of my life is affected by the work of the Holy Spirit. Every aspect of my life, I am under the influence of the Holy Ghost every day, not just on Sunday morning. Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says in verse number 1, "In the beginning, God." I just like that. Huh? "In the beginning, God. Literally in the Hebrew, it says it this way. Before there was ever a beginning, God. It literally says, before there was a beginning, there was God. Because God has no beginning. He has no end. So God was not just in the beginning. The beginning came from God. He was before the beginning. But in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So that means that everything that you and I are dealing with today came out of the life and the mind and the logos of a creative God. The thoughts, the intentions, the reasons, the expressions of God begin to release through His Spirit His expression for His creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then verse number 2 says this, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. Darkness covered the face of the deep. Now, what was the Spirit of God doing? What was the Spirit of God doing? He was hovering over the face of the water. Let's look at that for just a minute. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That means that God was the creator, correct? Anything God begins, how many know, He knows how to bring it to a proper order. Come on, God's the God of order. We know that, right? If you grew up in a religious church, they told you that. That's out of order. Sit down. Now, there's a lot of people that wonder what happened between verse number 1 and verse number 2. That's for a whole other day. We can talk about different stages of how God created the earth. That's a different kind of a teaching. That's a whole other line of thinking. Some people believe in the gap theory, that there was something that took place between verse 1 and verse 2 that caused the created order to come into chaos. Amen? Whatever happened, we just know this for sure, that by the time we get to verse number 2, the earth is in a chaotic condition. It's not producing. It's non-productive. If you just want to impress somebody with a really big word, a really big Hebrew word, here's a good word for you. Tohu vobeho. Isn't that just a beautiful word? Tohu vobeho. I got it the second time. It means barren, it means unfruitful, and it means it was unproductive. That's what was going on in the earth. So all of a sudden we had a universe that had been planned and created by God, and it comes into this chaotic condition. How many of you know this is a picture for us? Amen? We haven't gotten beyond 2 verses in the Bible, and it's a picture of our life today. It's a picture of you and I. God created us to become one thing, and we became something else, didn't we? We were made in His image, in His likeness, and then all of a sudden, we weren't in His image, in His likeness no more. Sin entered the world. But how many found out you didn't have to get very far in life for it to become very chaotic and unproductive in your life? Sometimes we can get to places where we're very unfruitful, where we don't reach the potential that's put in us. But listen, I got good news for you today, ladies and gentlemen. God is never afraid of chaos. He's never afraid of your mess. Some of you in this room, you've been using your past mess, you've been using the chaos of your life as a reason why you can't walk in your present potential. And just saying, well, I can't do it. My life is just too much of a mess. I've been through too much hell. I can't take no more of this. But the truth of the matter is this. God is not turned off by your chaos. He is not turned off by your mess. Amen? Because the Bible says that when the earth was without form and void, the Holy Spirit said, I'll be there. I'll be right there. He came running towards the chaotic condition of the earth because He recognized, watch this, because God knew this, I will never let the potential that I had created, that I had ordained, go to waste. I'll redeem it. I'll restore it. I'll let my Spirit have a guard over it until it can become what I intended it to be. How many know that's why the Holy Ghost is here today? He's guarding you. He's covering you so you can become everything that He wants you to be. That's why some of you didn't die in the car wreck. That's why some of you didn't commit suicide when all hope was lost. That's why some of you didn't run away and quit church when your wife left you or your husband left you. Because God knew that He had potential in you and that the chaos was trying to destroy that potential, but the Holy Spirit began to hover over your life until He could bring order to the chaos of your life. The old King James says it this way. It was brooding. The Spirit of God was brooding. I like that word, brooding. There's a few examples of that in the word. First of all, it's used as a picture of an eagle who begins to draw all of her young into the nest and spreads her wings over the young and protects them from a storm when it begins to blow in so that nothing can hinder it and nothing hurts it. What a picture of God's love for us. The second way it's used is, and it's used most often through Scripture in the Old Testament, is it's used for a hen that sits on top of her eggs. And she's sitting on her eggs until what's in it becomes warmed up enough so that the life that's in it begins to break out and live the destiny that it's called to live and break through what was hindering it. Look, I don't know exactly how to say this to you, so I'm just going to say it. Really, the Holy Ghost is sitting on you like a hen on an egg, because there's life in you that nobody else can see. See, some of your friends, they've been looking at you, and all they see is a hard exterior. They see a hard shell. They see a brown shell. They see a white shell. They see somebody that looks like they ain't got it all together, and he don't look that special, and ain't much too much going on there. But the Holy Spirit is not really interested in your eggshell at all, because he recognized that if he'll sit on you long enough, if he'll sit on you long enough, there is life on the inside of you, and if it's given enough of heat, oh, somebody help me. Y'all gonna have to just deal with me today. Come on now. Given enough heat, it will begin to bring life in you and break through that thing that has held you back and rise up and say, I was not born to be a failure. I was not born to be held back. I was not born to be a disappointment. I was born to be a child of God, not somebody's do boy. Come on, hallelujah. Somebody say, he's my daddy. I was born to be a part of my father's business. How many know God is a business owner? He's in business in heaven. It's called the Almighty and Sons. And when you get full of the Holy Ghost, out of the inside of you will begin to come the potential for who God created you to be. But listen, if what's in you never gets birth, if you don't get under the influence, am I doing all right? Can I keep going? The third way that term is used is it's used for when a man has an intimate relationship with his wife. And he covers her so as so to impart seed, life begetting seed to her. You say, is that in scripture? Yep. Let me show you. The Bible says that the earth was a womb that was not producing. It was barren. It was unfruitful. It was chaotic. It was out of order. And the Spirit of God spread himself across the face of the earth. And when it said that the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the earth, what was the next verse? And God said. And God said. How many know in the New Testament, the Word of God is pictured as the seed. It's pictured in the, it's called in the Greek word, the word is called sperma. Everybody say sperma. Come on, that's where we get our word sperm from. Is everybody all right? I know this ain't biology class, but I'm just trying to help you. And when the Holy Ghost began to hover over the earth, then God could impart a seed. How did he impart the seed? With his word. Let there be light. And whoosh, there was light.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
How did God bring order out of chaos? He spoke to it. See, sometimes we just think God's going to come down out of heaven and he's just going to write us a check. It's just going to pay all our bills on time. That ain't how it happens. What happens is God begins to speak into every circumstance of your life. And through speaking into every circumstance of your life, your environment begins to change around you. The atmosphere begins to change around you. And he begins to separate light from darkness. He begins to separate land from water by the spoken word into our life. He speaks all those separations into your life. Amen. That's good for you. Come on. He looks at you and he says, don't go there. Go here. Don't do that. Do that. He's speaking to you by his Spirit. He's guiding you by, come on, the Holy Ghost just come to guide you in all truth. He speaks the truth by his Spirit in us, and it produces life. And he says, don't go over there because that might produce death. I don't want you to do that. Do this. And if we're tuned in and we're being influenced by the Holy Ghost, then guess what? We live the overcoming, victorious, abundant life that God promised us. You ever heard someone, God speak to you sometimes, and says, don't do that. Stay away from that. Or he says this, embrace that. That's an opportunity for you. Something good's going to happen. Amen. That's why a lot of people in the church today, in a lot of different churches, in a lot of different ways, that's why it's a lot easier for Christians to live under legalism. They feel more comfortable going to a church where there's a lot of rules, where it's very legalistic, amen? And they would rather live under the legalism than live under the freedom, because, see, if you go to a legalistic church, they'll tell you what to wear. They'll tell you you can't go there. They'll tell you you can't do that. They tell you you have to do this. You have to act this way. You got to be this way. You got to speak this way. Don't you dare get a tattoo. Come on now. And what that does is, those are good things for if you're a little baby in Christ. But when you begin to grow up immature in Christ, if you stay in a place like that, you'll never become the mature believer that God wants you to be. You'll still be wearing a little Christian diaper. Because God didn't intend you to live that way. He intended you to live the life of the Spirit that brings freedom. He said, listen, I didn't call you to turn you into slaves. I called you out of bondage. Amen? I called you into freedom. See, really, the greatest level of maturity in your life is when you can run your life under the authority and under the control of the Holy Spirit. That's the greatest freedom of your life. God wants us to come to a place where we so learn to operate and live in the atmosphere of the Spirit that God doesn't even have to put rules on us. We're just so tuned into what He's doing, we just do it. Because we're allowing Him to influence our life. My Bible says that God writes His law on the tablet of my heart. Amen? Now watch this. He says this in Romans. The law is only a school teacher. It's a teacher. So what does that mean? That means if you're still in first grade, then guess what? You need a teacher. That means if you're still in first grade, God's going to probably have some restrictions on your life. Now, y'all ain't going to help me, but I'm just trying to be honest with you. In other words, if we're trying to get little Johnny free off of cocaine and off of crack, we have to take him out of the street. And we got to put him down into a little 8-month program where he can just get Jesus 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and change the atmosphere around him so that he can learn how to walk in the freedom of the Spirit. Because right now he's in bondage to drugs. And then once he learns how to walk in that freedom, then he can come back out there and go down to the street, and the street won't be a temptation to him anymore. Because now he's walking in freedom. And then when Johnny's on the corner and somebody says, hey, you want a little rock? He says, no, I got the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you about Jesus. This is what Jesus did in my life. Oh, I just love the Holy Ghost. I hate to do this one. How many know if you go on a diet, how many know it's not smart to go down to the Cheesecake Factory and order 3 cheesecakes? You say, well, that's the law, Pastor. You're putting legalism on me. No, that's just dumb if you go do that. So what happens is the Holy Spirit begins to speak into our environment of our life, and He begins to do what? Bring order to chaos in our life. Amen? I mean, that means that if you let Him, He'll speak to you. He'll speak to you in your life. He'll speak to you in your marriage. He'll speak to you with your kids. You ain't got to try to figure out how to deal with a bunch of unruly children. The Spirit of God will lead you in that if you'll just turn your life over to Him. You ain't got to keep trying to make decisions. The biggest problem for fathers today is we really don't want nobody to tell us how to do it. Especially when it comes to our own children. Let me tell you something. Our Father in heaven, who created life, knows how your children need to be raised better than you do. And He's trusting you that you will listen to His Spirit and come under the influence of the guidance for your life. So not only that you raise your children right, but you raise yourself right. Somebody say, I need the Holy Ghost. That's why when we have a church service, is one of the responsibilities that I have as an apostolic leader over our church in this house, in every service, is to discern the condition of the womb in this environment. To see if you guys are ready to receive the word, the seed, the truth, so that God can impregnate you with a truth that begins to transform your life. Sometimes I go to the platform and I change the direction of the service because sometimes I feel like in my heart that the womb is not ready. Sometimes 3 songs didn't get you there. Sometimes we got to do 5. Sometimes there might be 5 songs on the list, but sometimes I'll come up on the 3rd song because all of a sudden the Spirit of God is moving and I can tell that the womb is ready for the truth. It's ready for the seed of God's word. Because this really ain't about preaching. This is about truth. Because how many know, most people in America, they've been preached to death anyway. They've heard about all day. They've heard everything. Come on, we don't come to church just to be preached to. We come in church, to have an encounter with God, to have an encounter with God, to have life imparted to us, to have truth imparted to us, to equip us so that when we leave this place, we can deal with the nasty now and now. It's what Peter Lord used to call it. God's got to get in me so I can deal with the nasty now and now. Because everything outside these doors is the nasty now and now. Amen? So the truth is really, if there's not an open womb, there's really no reason to preach. Because the words will just fall dead. Amen? So during the worship service, I'm tuning in, I'm praying, I'm standing on the front row, and I'm saying, God, show me when. Prompt me when to go up. Prompt me when to move into the next part of the service. Because God, is the womb ready for your truth? Is the atmosphere ready? Is the conditions right for growth to come? Say, why? Why, Pastor Jason? Because the Holy Spirit has to hover over us so that we can get ready for the seed to be imparted to us. And then that way we can have an encounter with God. You say, Pastor, I feel like my life is totally unfruitful. I don't feel like I got anything to offer anybody. Well, the first thing in becoming a fruit-bearing Christian is to allow the Holy Spirit to hover over your life. You can't come in here full of yourself. You got to come in here with a willing spirit and allow the Holy Ghost to begin to move over you. You got to position yourself and get under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Do you believe that this morning? Because when that happens, then God has the ability to speak into the conditions of your life and change the conditions of life. And then when you do that, their creative order begins to take place. So that's what happened in the beginning. God created, and then he had to bring order to it. Anything that God creates, he knows how to bring order to it. He knows what it was meant for. He has a purpose for it. He has a destiny for it. How many know if the transmission breaks in your car, you don't go down to the tire store? If your engine blows up, you don't go to the car wash. They're not going to help you. You take it to Bubba down there on the corner at the mechanic, and you say, Bubba, my car broke down. Can you fix it? And he'll look at it and say, yeah, I can fix that. And what does he do? He pulls the manual out for your car. He goes on the internet. He downloads the manual. He pulls it out, and he goes, oh, it's got this kind of transmission in it. It's got this kind of motor in it. I need this part and this part. It's going to take me 6 hours to fix it. He can tell you how much it costs before you even start tearing it apart. Isn't that right, Scotty? He checks the manual. How many of you know, if you want to know how your life works, you just can't be standing down on the corner with Boo-Boo trying to explain all your problems to Boo-Boo when Boo-Boo's got her own problems? Boo-Boo ain't going to help you, because you'll have a conversation with Boo-Boo, and Boo-Boo and you will just think y'all figured it all out, and y'all both leave the conversation dumb as a box of rocks. You got to get back in the manual. You got to get back where the Word of God is, and the Word of God will begin to come alive to you under the power of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit will influence that Word into your life and change you. Amen? Listen, you say, well, I've read the whole Bible. It ain't helped me. Well, let me tell you something. It's one thing to read the Bible, but it's an entirely different thing to have the Bible read you. Because if you will allow the Holy Ghost to search your heart while you read the Bible will read your mail, and it'll come alive to you. Amen? I want to be under the influence of the Holy Ghost. When you're under the influence of the Holy Ghost, you know what you're doing? You're saying, God, I'm open. I'm ready for a move of God in my life. I want whatever you have for me. I want to fulfill the destiny of my life. Then God can begin to speak to the issues of your life, the places of your life where you struggle. Once you get under the influence of the Holy Spirit, you have to allow the influence of the Holy Spirit to begin to influence your soul. See, it's the soulless realm of who we are is where the battles take place. Your mind, your will, your emotions. Sometimes it's very hard to discern the difference between our spirit and soul. A lot of times our soulless man is much stronger than our spirit man, depending on what time of day it is or what we're dealing with temptation. That's why some people are overtaken by their emotions, or they get in a mood.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.